Yes, I went into the area firstly to receive the deployment report from the provincial elections officer for Harare and also to find out if they are meeting any challenges in their operations. I did meet with the provincial elections officer and the district elections officers for Chitungwiza and Harare, and their report is that in Harare metropolitan province, they are 100% on the ground and they have met very little challenges in terms of deployment. The turnout is a little bit on the low side in some areas, but in some centers it is actually exceeding expectations. Those were my findings on the ground.
Some people are saying that they have very little information. What are you doing ensuring that people are well informed about this registration process?
We have deployed voter education officers in each and every ward. And in some wards, they seem to have done very well, like I said, because the turnout is quite high. In some wards, I do not want to believe that it is inadequate information. I don't want to believe that people have been voter educated, but they are taking their time to go and present themselves at the voter registration centers. But all the same, we will intensify our voter education in areas where we believe people have not been exposed to enough voter education.
How many people have registered so far?
So far, I do not have the cumulative figures for all the provinces, but before we started the blitz, we had registered 40,000 people at our aesthetic centers.
Are you still confident that you will reach your target of registering 7 million people?
Yes, we are still very, very confident.
There is also concern about the issue of proof of residence. What can be done?
Is to keep on reminding the voters that it is not only the affidavit that will suffice. There are so many other documents that we believe they have in their possession that they should be able to use. People are not even using their hospital cards, for instance, where they have some. People are not using the bank statements where they have, the statements from credit stores where they have such. People are not using their electricity bills, you know, the one that they use regularly to juice up their accounts. Those are all acceptable proof of residence. And people are also not resorting to getting letters from their landlords. So we'll keep on educating people that there's a whole lot or a very long list of documents that they can use to prove their residence.
And lastly, Justice Makarao, if someone is in the diaspora and wants to vote, what do you advise them to do?
I advise them to catch the first available plane, come and present them at the nearest registration center to them and get registered and fly back to the diaspora.